Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This 6'7" shortstop named O'Neal Cruz, who plays for the Pirates, A, because he's 6'7".
And he throws the ball very hard.
And I guess he threw the ball from shortstop to first base at 96.7 miles per hour. Which obviously begs the question, why isn't he pitching? But whatever.
Because he can hit?
Well, so does Ohtani, right?
Yeah, but that hasn't become a thing yet.
But like, we haven't 6'7", if you're thrown off the mound, you throw even faster.
Yeah, but you remember Sean Dunstan when he played shortstop.
I mean, he
had a cannon to first base. Like, having a really good arm is paramount to playing shortstop. Yeah. And if you've got great range and you can hit, you could be A-Rod. I mean, A-Rod had great range, had a pretty good arm.
6'7 does not usually lend itself to middle infield.
No, but it started with Cal Ripken. And obviously he wasn't 6'7", but we've seen bigger guys play shortstop. He looks like a great athlete.
Anyway.
He was hitting .222 in AAA, but we'll see what he does in the majors.
Well, now he's playing for the Pirates, which is kind of like AA.
Yeah.
But have you seen the guy?
Yeah.
Is it like, oh my God, amazing? Or is it not amazing? Because we have Aaron Judge here.
I thought yesterday was very overblown. I got to tell you.
It was.
Like, I've heard of O'Neal Cruz. I think he was up very briefly last year. He wasn't hitting a triple-A. So he's like one of those prospects you keep an eye on. And he had a huge first game. Like, he was unbelievable.
Got
he had 2 for 5. He made a cannon of a throw.
Yeah.
But I think he was talked about in a way that, I don't know if it
warranted
what he did. He had a great first game. I mean, that's great. Good for him.
But, like, all of a sudden, like, we now measure the speed of a throw from short to first. When did that start?
Well, he's got a cannon of an arm, and it's noticeable.
Fair enough.
Yeah, if you watch it live, you could tell that was a different throw.
No, it was a great. Dude, I'm not.
But I thought the shortstop last night for the Rays had a cannon for an arm.
Well, a lot of shortstops have great arms, but that kind of arm is unusual, and he's a big guy. Like, I'm not dismissing the difference. I was surprised that, like, every show in America, including us apparently, are talking about O'Neal Cruz. Okay, that's cute. That's good. That's fine. Let's see what he does. He played one game.
He's like a super athlete. He hits the ball harder than everybody, too.
Okay, he's hitting .222 at AAA.
I agree. That's what I'm saying. He's not.
We'll see
how good of a baseball player he is, but he's kind of a freak athlete.
Okay, let's see.
Yeah, because he throws the ball hard. All right, whatever.
He also hits the ball very hard.
Good. Well, maybe this will be one of those young guys baseball embraces, markets, promotes, lives up to the expectation, and kids want to go to the ballpark to see him.
Sure.
Because that's what baseball
needs.
And
then the Pittsburgh Pirates
More
can actually
like
hold on to him
and
not
trade
him to a big market team.
Yeah. Let's also hope that, you know, the kid's good.
Yeah.
And has a personality. Because one of the, you know, I shouldn't say it's a negative because, I mean, if you bat .315 and hit 60 home runs, it doesn't matter what your personality is. People want to see that. So I get that. But, I mean, Aaron Judge is like, you know, chalkboard.
Okay, Ronald Acuna's got a huge personality.
Good.
Is he that household baseball changing name?
Kind of.
Tremendous play. He's getting there.
Right.
Now, he missed a lot of time last year, so he wasn't a part of the World Series run, which sucked. But he does a LeBron dance when he hits home runs.
Yeah, I love that.
No, I think it's great.
Yeah.
But he has a big personality.
Like, Tatis Jr.'s got a personality.
He's not playing.
But he's out with the injury, right?
Yeah.
But, like, that's the only, and I'm not knocking Aaron Judge. Go bat .315 at 60 home runs. I don't care if you say boo.
He doesn't need it.
I get it.
There's the difference. I think when you're a New York star, like Derek Jeter didn't have like this big bulging personality.
Right.
But when you play in New York and you're good, you don't need any of that. When you're a star in like most other markets, that personality will add to who you are.
By the way, remember last week when you were challenging me to running around the bases?
Yeah.
Remember that thing?
Yeah, you forgot about it, didn't you?
No, no. I'm bringing it up, so I clearly didn't forget about
Bring
it.
Bring it on, bitch.
So, W. Contreras plays for the Cubs.
Wilson Contreras?
I guess so.
One of the better catchers in baseball?
Whatever.
A trade deadline target
so
potentially for either team?
I have up here on the screen his home to first time.
Yeah.
I don't know why I have it, but I have it.
Yeah.
You think you could beat it or no?
No.
He's a catcher, Evan.
He's a decently... He's got decent speed for a catcher.
Okay, so,
and by the way, he's a Major League Baseball player.
So what?
I don't think I could beat Pete Alonso in a race, and he's slow.
Yeah, but you're slower.
Yeah, exactly.
4.21 seconds home to first, meaning he probably goes home to home in like 18 or 19 seconds because that'll be the fastest of the four legs.
And you're slowing down a little bit because you're running out of gas. How many seconds would it take me to go around the bases? 39 seconds.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like... Maybe get like a, you know, what are those things called in the old days?
A sundial.
Sundial.
Oh,
my
sundial.
Man. See, he's finally on the same page as me. Maybe time you with a sundial.
Yeah, but I don't think you would beat me. That's the funny part. Like, yes, it'll take me 39 seconds, but I think it'll take you 41
seconds. No, I would do better than that.
Would you?
For sure.
Then why haven't we done this yet?
I mean, I'm your Huckleberry.
I'm here
early every day with nothing to do.
I'm waiting.
Law and order, Dateline ID.
All right.
Yeah.
You know what, this summer...
But tomorrow's lunch, though.
No, okay, I got you. This summer, Big Mac and Loogie are going to get an opportunity at times to fill in for us.
Well,
so why don't we give them the next 20 minutes? Me and you right now go out to the backyard. Let's go.
Well, because we're still being raided.
The backyard?
Yeah.
Yeah, like the backyard. Well, we have a backyard here.
Yeah. It's called Manhattan.
Yeah.
The streets of Manhattan is our playground.
There's a baseball field like three blocks away.
We don't have to go there. We can just run in the street.
Let's go in the street.
Oh, let's run in the street. You know how that worked out last time?
Sexy blue eyes.
I filmed my video for that today.
Oh, your interview?
And I got to be honest, my acting skills have really gotten better since we last
can't get worse, Craig.
Yeah. I really was, I think I delivered the goods.
Filmmaker, was his acting considerably good? It was? Okay.
Is it Izzo's in there now?
Yeah, just gave a thumbs up.
Was I not on the money?
Yeah. Yeah. Who did better acting, me or Craig? Be honest, it's fine. I know you like to kiss Craig's ass, that's cool, but you just
tell me.
Well,
I did get in the job here.
So you're still pointing at Craig?
Well, he's never going to take the side against me publicly.
Yeah, that's true.
I got him the job.
And I gave him the out by saying you can kiss his ass. So.
Yeah, so there you go.
All right.
But I have to say, it's like, I mean, really good.
You brought it home?
I brought it home.
You Tom Hanks'd it?
Not Tom Hanks in Elvis, but yes.
You haven't even
seen Tom Hanks
in Elvis yet.
I saw the trailer.
You saw a trailer?
His voice is annoying.
Yeah, but you can't judge it on a trailer.
I can judge it on the voice. Do I want to listen to that voice for 3 hours?
But if that voice is accurate to the part he's playing, isn't he doing a good job of acting?
Well, that's the weird thing. Like, I don't know if I've ever seen Colonel Tom Parker talk. Not that I remember, at least.
Yeah, but Daniel Day-Lewis.
I'm sure there's videos of him on YouTube, but I don't remember.
Daniel Day-Lewis studied the voice of Abraham Lincoln when he played his part in Lincoln.
That was one of the worst movies ever made.
That is blasphemous. That is a top 15 movie of all time.
No, it's not.
I think they should have made a sequel.
Called what? Life After Death?
We could talk more about Lincoln. Maybe it'll be about his death. Maybe it'll be about
Does he die in the movie?
I don't think he dies in the end, does he?
No. Wait, hold on. The last scene of the movie is
him. Hold on. They did a movie about Lincoln.
No.
And Lincoln doesn't die?
They didn't do a movie about Lincoln. They did a movie about the passage of the 13th Amendment and how he used his political power It's called Lincoln.
Okay.
But it wasn't about just Lincoln.
But
it was
the name of the movie is Lincoln.
Yes.
And when the movie ends, he's alive?
He's riding off to the theater. That's the last scene of the movie.
And that's where you pick
it up? They're talking about how they finally need a break. They're going to go see a show, and
Craig,
they're riding off to the theater.
Craig, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Because I thought this movie was great. But you're right in that movie was about the 13th Amendment.
Okay.
Do you think it would have had the same amount of sales and success if it was just called... The 13th Amendment.
No.
Okay. Still would have been a great
movie.
What
if it was called Abolition? Maybe.
Maybe. But they wanted to sell you on it's about Lincoln and the
right.
way he used his bully pulpit to change votes and get the most important amendment.
Did you find
done.
It to be historically correct?
Yeah.
You did.
I mean, from what I know, like I'm not a historian.
So you're
true
to history, though.
I'm not a historian.
Because sometimes
I'm a fan of history.
Okay.
So from what I know, it seemed historically accurate for the most part.
Just asking.
I thought it was a great movie. And for you to say it sucked is blasphemous.
It's so boring, dude. Like, let's be honest. How many of you sat down to watch it and 25 minutes later said, F it?
I watched it multiple times.
Let's play Parcheesi.
I've watched it multiple times.
Multiple times?
Multiple times.
It's like it's as bad as those Ken Burns documentaries.
Oh, God, what is wrong with you?
See, this is where you go too far. I'm halfway with you with Lincoln. I thought it was good, not great. But don't be knocking baseball.
No,
the Ken Burns baseball documentary is like...
It's the greatest thing
slow
ever.
Slow euthanasia.
Are you kidding?
No,
whenever
I'm not.
Doris Kearns Goodwin talks about her love for the Brooklyn Dodgers,
oh my Lord.
I get moisty-eyed. It's fantastic.
Let's look at the same picture for 13 minutes. Oh, my Lord. Please.
Boy,
you don't get it. You don't get
he
it.
He doesn't
I
get
do
it at
get
all.
It.
You just don't
Here's
get it.
Here's a picture of the 1918 Cubs. Let's slowly pan
because
over
Craig,
it.
Craig, how many what? Videos and pictures do they have of the 1919 Cincinnati Reds? So, yes, they've got
no
a show.
Idea.
Like, I'm going to give you an example. There was a documentary. LeBron James actually executive produced it.
Yeah.
That came out over the weekend on the History Channel called After Jackie. And it was a documentary about black baseball players, specifically Bob Gibson, specifically Curt Flood,
okay.
specifically Bill White. And everything they dealt with, the ridiculous racism.
Sure.
I thought it was a great documentary.
Yeah.
My one small critique was that they kept showing the same pictures
Ken Burns.
Of Bob Gibson, Bill White, and Curt Flood.
Maybe that's all they had the rights to.
And Craig, you're not wrong. But I had to say, wait a second. I love this. I love the information. This
Show
is
me
fascinating.
More. I got it.
But I
got to
see more. Like, I've seen the same picture 13 times.
Yeah.
But sometimes there's a reason, and you bring up a good point. Maybe they didn't have the legal rights to every picture of all time.
Yeah.
So when you're watching a documentary about the history of the Civil War or Major League Baseball, whatever it is, we have to accept that in 1897, they only had five pictures of Wee Willie Keeler. And that's bothering you?
Well, I mean, I thought the Ken Burns thing was paint drying.
Well, but your example was they keep showing the same picture.
Because that's all the thing was. It was a single picture, and they slowly panned over it. They zoomed in.
But they're giving
they
you information.
Out. There were old people talking.
Yes.
Ugh.
Oh, it was great.
Yeah.
I'd watch that again.
Yeah, showed it at the Hebrew home. They'll love it. I remember that. I remember. I took that picture. I remember 1923. I saw Babe Ruth play baseball at Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, first year at Yankee Stadium. Good call, Craig.
You're welcome. I got that historically correct. Thank God for that. Yeah. And I was there, and it cost me $2. $2.
Less than $2.
I'm not done.
No, sorry.
$2 to take a train to the game, get a ticket to the game, have a hot dog, a soda, a program, and a train back. My family saved for 3 months so I could go see Joe DiMaggio. Joe DiMaggio.
Is that how old people say Joe DiMaggio?
Joe DiMaggio.
They trail off at the end.
And Joe DiMaggio. Babe Ruth, you know, Babe Ruth never liked DiMaggio. Thought he was a playboy.
All you need is that old person's mask that you have.
I was going to say one time way back in the day, I was playing catch on the street with Willie Mays. Willie Mays told me a story that he used to play catch with Jackie Robinson. And Jackie used to play catch with Ty Cobb. And Ty Cobb used to play catch with Wee Willie Keeler. And then, of course, there was Crazy Legs Hirsch.
Oh, Crazy Legs Hirsch.
Oh, yeah, went from first to third faster than any guy I've ever seen. That's why they called him Crazy Legs.
His legs were crazy, bro.
Yeah, then, of course, the war came, and well, we lost Crazy Legs over Nam.
Over Nam.
He was very old to be flying, though. I
think you should make your own baseball documentary in which you do all the voices.
I really should.
I would actually watch that.
Yeah, just give me one picture.
And all you do is make up stories. Like, and then Wee Willie Keeler said this. And then that.
It
would be fantastic.
I remember. It's funny you bring that up, Evan.
Yeah.
Because I remember one time I was at a soda pop store. You always call them nickel and dime stores. You'd buy a little soda pop. I challenged, I don't know, give me an old play. Let me think.
You really need help with this?
Challenge Roberto Clemente.
That's not that old.
I gave him a hopscotch. But damn it, I lost the rope.
I don't know.
I'll do that for you if you want.
No, I think you and Tom Izzo should put together like a five-minute.
Like our version of Ken Burns Baseball.
Your version of Ken Burns Baseball. And you're like, and then Chief Bender says to me, teach me how to throw a screwball.
Who's Chief Bender?
He was a pitcher for the Philadelphia A's.
There
back
you
in
go.
The teens.
Native American?
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah.
First name Chief? Or is that like the name you went by?
That may have been a nickname.
Here's Finny and Mineola on the fan. Finny, how are you?
Hey, how are you guys?
Great.
I'm listening for the first time caller.
Thank you.
Carden, big fan of yours, especially from the morning days, and, you know, followed you all the way. Glad to see that you're on the road to recovery. Glad to see the public service you're doing on Saturday mornings. Actually, I had my kids actually tune in, my kids are young, just to get the word out to them as far as, you know, the ills of gambling and stuff. So glad to see that you're back and your family's doing well, too.
That's very kind of you. Thank you very much.
Evan and I actually met Saturday at the Met game, and it was really cool. I came out, I saw him, and yeah, I just threw Evan out there. He looked up. I'm like, this is really cool. And Evan goes, it really is not that cool.
Oh yeah, I don't remember saying really, that. Like, it's really cool to meet you. I was like, eh, not that cool, but thank you.
He wasn't, and you know, I didn't want to creep his kids out and say, hey, I know your kids. And they're probably like, oh my goodness, who's this doctor? But
well, that does happen.
Such
yes,
such a great guy. Such a great guy. Thanks for taking the picture. And I told you I'm actually a Yankee fan, but we were there with our church. We had an outing.
Nice.
And after the game was over, the Mets actually invited us down to the field. They let us use Section 126 when the stadium had emptied. And they actually let us hold a service down there. It was called Big Night. And Mookie Wilson had actually flown in. He was there that evening. And Brandon Nimmo came down and spoke to us, part of the Hope Day Network.
That's awesome.
That is cool.
Well, I know Brandon Nimmo and Mookie Wilson, I believe, are both very religious guys, too, so that's great.
Yeah, they are believers. We've had Darryl Strawberry in our church every Father's Day at Bethlehem Assembly of God in Valley Stream. We've got these Met guys. I wish the Yankees really participated.
I hear what's going on, Finney. You're becoming a Met fan. I can hear it in your voice.
You're becoming a Met fan. You know what he's getting at here, don't you? Haven't you figured this out yet?
I have not, no.
And Finney, my answer is yes. I'm happy to do it. And we'll just work out a date that makes sense for the church.
Oh, you'll be invited?
But I'd be glad to speak at your church one Sunday. It would be my privilege to do it.
We welcome Mets fans to Yankees.
Yes. Yes. Mets fans for Yankees.
Okay.
There you go.
Appreciate you guys.
I've got a badass sermon. All good.
Well, first of all, the Mets fans for Yankees church has been permanently closed
because you're a
Yankees fan.
Oh, yeah.
But it does lead to a very important question.
Go.
Obviously, the Yankees are having an unbelievable regular season, but one thing we've learned is that doesn't guarantee postseason success.
We have learned that. Yes, we have.
If by some fluke, by some miracle,
yes,
the New York Yankees got knocked out, let's say in the divisional series, like normal, and the Mets go on a run.
Yes.
As a Yankee fan.
Yankee fans for Metsies.
Would you dare open up a new church that more fits where you are today? And that, of course, would be Yankee fans for Metsies.
That's a tough putt. It's a tough putt.
Can you make that putt, though?
No. And I tell you why.
Oh, why not?
There's a good reason for it. I think you'll accept this. It would be kind of like tired and old. Like, I've already done that bit. I've done the church. It was hugely successful. It is what it is. I think you got to evolve.
But don't you think it's different?
So it'd be
because
like, would I walk through Brooklyn Bridge again? Probably not, right?
No, I get that, but don't you think it's completely different
now? Would I pour milk
now?
Over your head again? Probably not.
No, we saw that. That's why the Rangers got knocked out.
Well, that's Big Mac's fault. He refused to kill a city rat.
So I guess my question would be then, what are you going to do as a Yankee fan when they're out of it? Or if they're out of it and the Mets are still going? Will you sit there hopelessly?
No. I will root for the Mets to win the World Series.
Well, you're not welcome.
No, I am welcome.
Unless you give us a presentation of Yankee fans to Mets season, try to rally those poor Yankee fans with you, you're not really welcome.
Let me walk you through this.
No, thanks.
All right? The notion that there's rules about what team a person's allowed to root for are garbage.
Oh, really? You never read the book Rules for the New York Sports Fan written by my old dear partner, yeah, Joe Beningo?
It's garbage.
It's a textbook.
With all due respect.
It's a textbook of facts, damn it.
I love when people say you're not allowed to root for a team. Guess what? Watch.
Yeah, but you're not welcome. Like,
watch.
You can do whatever you want, but
Mets. Do, do, do. Yeah, I'm all in. If the Yankees get eliminated, whoop. I still got the Mets jerseys.
Oh, God. Look, you can do what you want, but most of us as a community are not going to welcome you. Now, there'll be some who do. I admit that.
You're going to accept me
but
back.
But most of us are going to say, we're good. We're good.
I don't think so.
Thank you.
You're going to want me at that parade. You're going to want me at a game 7, should there be one.
Eh.
You're going to want me there waving the pom-poms, doing the wave at Citi Field.
As you talk trash to us.
Walking across the Shea Bridge.
As you talk trash to us throughout this season, all of a sudden, we're just going to forget? All of a sudden, we're going to forget you saying, that was a cute little West Coast trip?
Yeah.
We're going to forget that.
No, I hope you don't forget.
We're
going to
forget the singing of the same old Mets song. We're just going to move on from that. You're bashing a Buck Showalter. We're going to forget that. All that's going to go away.
I hope you don't. I never bashed Buck Showalter.
Yes, you have.
When?
You talked about how many games he lost with the Orioles and said, what's he won?
That was before he got the job.
Okay.
Yes. I may have said a few things.
Okay.
Who knows? Yes. I think, let me just say this to you.
Yeah.
And that's the only thing I'll say. And if it comes to it in October, we can deal with it then, okay? it's a lot more fun having me in on the ride. That's all I'll say. Big Mac, not so much. I can't speak for Amanda. Tommy, ugh. It's more fun when I'm in it. You want me in it.
You know what I like? And I've experienced this ride, even though it hasn't worked out well for me.
What's that?
I enjoy when you're on the other side of the ride.
Oh, is that right?
Like, even though it did not work out well with the Nets, I love the fact that every time they won a playoff game, which didn't happen this season, but happened last season, there was a part of you bothered by it.
Yeah.
So if the Mets are past the division series,
I'm not
going to
root against the New York team in a championship. I'm not going to.
After a year of 2 years of rooting for the Yankees and engaging in this Met Yankee banter, you're all of a sudden just going to very quickly take your Yankee hat off and say, okay, I'm done. It's going to be that easy for you.
Yeah, probably.
Probably.
We'll see. I don't think there's any chance the Mets get to the World Series and the Yankees don't.
Really?
I think they both get there.
Look, right now the Yankees look like the best team in baseball. I'm questioning that, but one thing we all know is that come postseason time, it's a completely different
animal. Well, you got to go win postseason games, right? Yeah. Exactly right.
Yeah.
This would be the biggest letdown of all. I know you said last year was, but this would be the biggest letdown of all.
To clarify.
Because of this amazing, unpredictable start.
To clarify, what we said about last year, Big Mac said it, so if you disagree, Big Mac, obviously you can say I'm wrong, was that the regular season was one of the biggest disappointments in our memory. Obviously, they then went to the playoffs and lost. As far as postseason disappointments, that's a tough one because I don't mean to be a jerk here. They've had a lot of them.
No, like, I agree. The last 12 years?
Well, I think 19 maybe.
Yeah.
Because you won 103 games. You were clearly the best team. I think you were the best team. You play in the Astros, so they had a better record. You figure, okay, sweet revenge against the Astros, and you lose. I'd say 19 of the Judge era was the biggest disappointment.
Yeah,
postseason disappointment.
That's fair enough. Have you ever eaten something called shawarma?
I don't know.
No?
I don't think so.
No? All right, just checking. That's all the rage these days. Shawarma. You got to go eat some shawarma. You know what shawarma is?
Yeah, I do.
Do you?
Yeah,
no,
you know.
Surprise there.
Well, you know how. Well, first of all, I know veggie shawarma because that's what Iron
veggie
Man said.
Veggie shawarma, no such thing.
That's what he says. Yeah, he wants to go get some veggie shawarma.
No,
that's Iron Man at the end of the Avengers movie. I know because I've seen it a million times.
Wait, so your food reference is the Avengers movie?
Yeah, he says you guys want to get there's
but
a new
you know
shawarma spot that just opened up. You guys want to go get some veggie shawarma?
Do you know what it
shawarma.
Is? Now?
No, I have no idea what it is.
So the answer is no then.
No, I know it exists and that it's
you've
in food.
Heard the term shawarma.
Yes, veggie shawarma in specific.
Because you watched a superhero movie.
Correct.
But you don't know what it is.
No.
Okay. That's one. Evan, have you ever heard of it?
No.
Sorry, there you go. Anyone else over there ever heard of it? No. Okay, interesting.
What is it?
Well, I'll tell you after the break. All the rage on TikTok.
Shawarma?
Shawarma. 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 Big in the Middle East.
Do you remember Kyle?
Very big.
Do you remember Kyle Farnsworth? Was that your crappy reliever?
Of course.
I got to show you this because this is fascinating.
Chicago Cubs.
Very good. Look at you.
There you go.
Also the New York Yankees and the New York Mets, but very good.
Yeah.
He's become a bodybuilder?
Nice.
You got to see this.
Yeah, so have I.
Look at this. Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Look at the muscles in his legs.
Holy moly.
Oh my God, is that human?
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
How's it look?
Awesome. Awesome.
Why do you want to watch the first 2 minutes?
Because
I'm
the executive producer of it.
Yeah, but don't you want to watch the whole thing when it's finished?
Well, I'm going to do that too. But as the executive producer of the documentary, I have to bless it.
I got you.
I have to green light it.
Yeah, I think it ruins it for you. Oh, I want to watch the whole damn thing from beginning to end.
You don't want to see it in pieces?
No.
Oh, it's great. Let me tell you something. If you do not yet have a ticket to June 30th at Gotham Comedy Club to see a great comedy show, Steve White, Aaron Berg, Eric D'Alessandro, Jeff Norris, and others, you want to get that ticket because that's the night we will premiere the first ever Carton and Roberts documentary. We don't have a name for it still, but it's special. It's special.
The Fall of Sexy Blue Eyes.
I don't know what the hell we're going to call it, but I just saw the first 2.5 minutes of it. Con, here we come.
There are times I will shut a trailer off when I really like it because I don't want it to spoil the movie.
Really? And I go the other way. Why would I turn off the trailer if I love it?
Because you're the kind of kid that would look for the Christmas presents. That's the kind
of
kid you are.
Of course I am.
Yeah, I want to be surprised.
Can't wait.
I want to wait.
I'm a Christmas Eve guy.
I want that magical day in which I go to the tree, there's presents there, I open it up, and I have no idea what's coming. By the way, I want to congratulate you.
Thank you.
Because somehow, someway...
Magazine again?
Did you?
I don't know.
Somehow, someway, after getting embarrassed yesterday in the Kyrie Irving poll you put up, it actually got worse for you today.
Did it really?
Which Vince Vaughn movie was funnier? Me and Big Mac said Dodgeball. You said Swingers. 73% said Dodgeball. So I got to commend you. You somehow pulled off an even bigger loss today than yesterday.
Yeah.
And I just have to... You know what? I'm going to shake your hand.
We're going to do this again?
Give you a good handshake.
My man. Yeah. Eye to eye. I like it. Well done, sir. Yes, that's a much better handshake. There you go.
Because it was so deserving.
Yeah. Well, I would say this, if I may.
What would you say?
The majority of people that voted in that poll probably never saw Swingers.
Oh, stop.
Because to be fair, it's 30 years old. Just to be fair about it.
Yeah, I mean, but...
It's a 30-year-old movie.
Dodgeball was probably in 2010.
Okay.
So you're talking
half
about 12.
The age, buddy.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a big enough advantage. Like, if you were telling me it was a 1970s movie or an early 80s movie, fine. I don't think there's enough of a discrepancy with that. Boy, you are lame. Just take
2004, by the way, so it's 18 years ago.
What, Dodgeball?
Yeah.
And what year did Swingers come out? 90? How did the early 90s, right?
Hey, give me the year. I love this excuse making this guy makes. This is pathetic.
91.
93. 96. 96? You're bitching about a 6 year,
I'm sorry,
8 year time difference? Craig, I want to hand you a big fat L.
I take it.
I want you to hold it up.
I got it.
And make love to that L.
Well, you know, I'm a one woman guy, but yeah, I'll hold on to
that. Thank you very much.
I'll wear it right on my
hat. That's all you got to do. You don't have to make excuses.
Yeah. Hi.
There you go. Good.
Here's John in Huntington. John, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Yeah.
Love the show.
Thank you.
Hey, you know, I'm watching the Yankee game, and they got Cameron Mabin in the booth last night.
Yeah.
And I couldn't actually believe what I heard, but he said they showed the replay of Josh Donaldson's bat flip from the day before.
Yeah.
When he hit the home run, and all of a sudden Cameron Mabin says, "Man, his pimp hand was strong."
Yes.
Did you hear that?
Yes. Yes. It was a great line.
It's it's not something you don't get from Flaherty or O'Neill, or even
exactly.
Carlos Beltran, for that matter.
It was fantastic.
No question. Yes. You know, I have the MLB package, of course. And
why?
So many of these broadcasts are so boring. Like, you know,
I agree with you on that, by the way. Like, there is. I'm sorry. So, go ahead.
But last night, the Red Sox had Kevin Millar in the booth. That guy's a riot.
I like Kevin Millar a lot.
They had Manny Ramirez in the booth. What was so amazing about Manny is that Manny, who I always from afar admired, a great player. I know Yankee fans, you disagree. He never spoke to the media. And maybe he wasn't as confident in speaking English or whatever the reason was.
How is he now?
He didn't. He's great.
Yeah.
He's dropping zings on Derek Jeter, which I know offended Yankee fans. I didn't think it was that bad.
If Derek Jeter played anywhere else, he'd be just another guy.
Yeah, what's the context for that, though?
What was the context?
The context was Manny Ramirez. And I get if you want to make a big deal out of things, I respect that. But Manny Ramirez was talking about how tough it is to play in Boston and how tough it is to play in New York.
Okay.
And how it made him a better player.
Sure.
And he said, Boston's a lot like New York. If you perform like, hey, take Derek Jeter, put him in Kansas City for 20 years, not the same guy. It wasn't a knock on Jeter. It was a compliment towards what the stage of New York and Boston brings out of
you. No, if you're a superstar in Philly, New York, and Boston, which I think are very similar, yes, you are. Your life after your playing career and during it, to be fair, is different than being a rock star in Tampa.
And also, I'll give you a perfect example.
It just is.
Robin Yount is a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Do you give a rat's ass about Robin Yount?
No.
Do you have an opinion on Robin Yount?
No.
That would be Derek Jeter if he played in Kansas City or Milwaukee any other small market. Not a knock on
without
him.
Without all the rings.
Dude,
but
he's a Hall. Well, that's my point.
Right.
A Hall of Famer is a Hall of Famer. Like, the idea that Derek Jeter in Kansas City is a nobody, that's ridiculous. That's a stupid comment. And anyone who says that's being a
George
hater.
Brett is somebody.
Yeah.
Right.
But Robin, and I don't know why Robin Yount more than George Brett does this for me.
Okay, well, shortstop maybe.
I think it's also just as Robin Yount's this very, is a Hall of Famer, but no one really has an opinion on him. I think most people just say, yeah, he was a great player. George Brett, you have an opinion on.
Well, because of the pine tar game more than anything.
They were rivals. There's a lot that goes along
with
it.
They also were a nemesis to the Yankees.
Yeah.
A legitimate competitor.
Robin Yount is what Derek Jeter would have been. And that's great. That's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
So I thought Manny was not taking any kind of shot at Derek. If anything, he was complimenting us
Yorkers. I do not have the MLB package because of our job, we have to see highlights of games I otherwise would never see. I think the one thing the caller said, which I echo, if you listen, you would listen far more than I do, to the TV broadcast. I can't speak to radio. I don't listen. Outside of New York, obviously. It is tough, man. There are some games you turn on and you say to yourself, how is this guy paid to do this?
Well, is it
it's so bad.
So is it the boring aspect or the homer aspect? Because most broadcasts are very homerific.
Yeah, I don't mind the homer aspect. I get it.
Right.
You're with the team. You travel with them. You're friends with them. A lot of guys get paid by the team as opposed to a TV station. I respect that. I'm not going to kill a local announcer for rooting for the home team. I won't, because I get it. But the boring factor. Like, I know some guys are former players. Those guys, I get, they're analysts.
Right.
But for the majority of play-by-play guys, my God, you've taken a boring sport and made it insufferable.
And that's the last thing you want to do. I think with baseball, which is more of a slow-moving game, you want to go more entertainment with broadcasters.
Holy moly. Which is, again, why I, and we all, appreciate Gary, Keith, and Ron so much.
Well, it's also why.
Because their broadcast, regardless of the score of the game, is not boring.
No, I agree. And I think Gary, Keith, and Ron are fantastic. They get their due. But to that last caller's point, every day I listen, and it's not that often because he's not on that much, Cameron Maben's really good. And he's only getting better.
I told you that from day one, right?
And with experience, which he's now getting, he's just adding to the broadcast.
I think he's getting more comfortable, which is part of the deal. Like, he's never done it before. You're doing it in New York. Yeah, guess what? You're going to suck at first. Now, I don't think he sucked.
But
he just had to get more comfortable.
Oh, yeah, because he hadn't done it.
Carlos Beltran sucks at it.
Yeah, he's not getting better.
And he ain't getting any better. He's not going to get any better.
Is he calling the Astros series?
You know full well he's not.
Oh,
there's no way.
How could he not call the Astros series?
There's no way he is. Come on, Evan, you know that.
He's not going to broadcast.
I agree with you, but he's not.
He's actually interesting.
They're not going to put him in that spot.
Do you not agree that Carlos Beltran, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday, I assume they're all on Yes or Amazon, but maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Saturday's
Fox. Well, Friday, you know full well is not on.
Yeah, but it's the same announcers. It's the Yes announcers.
Oh, I'm sorry. Good.
That's when I actually am curious to hear Carlos.
Yeah, but you know, there's no way they're putting him in that spot.
Well, they're stupid.
Or they put him in that spot and they don't even bring it up, which they've shown the ability to do also.
They got to put him on. This is why he's there.
Yeah.
Not the only reason, but he was teammates with half the guys. Even if you're not talking about the cheating, which you should, but let's just say you're not. He can offer insight about guys. He played with half of those guys.
Yeah.
Not half, but a bunch of those guys. Played with Jose Altuve.
Evan, I'm with you. The only reason I have Beltran around is for that series.
I have
But here's the problem. Even if he does the game, they ain't going to bring it up.
Well, you know what?
You know that.
Loogie, can you call Yes and confirm or ask, is Carlos doing the games? Because I actually have faith in Yes. I bet she does.
Why would you have faith in them doing it?
Because I think they realize these are the games he should be calling.
If I may.
Yeah.
Yes has been around. They've done a very good job for almost 30 years. Whatever the numbers. I don't know what the hell.
What year did they start? 2004?
2003 was the first year they started.
All right, so 19, 20 years almost. All right, so they've been around a couple of decades, right?
Might have been two.
And they pretty much had the same guy, John Filippelli, running it since they started, more or less, right?
All right.
So I'm going to respect the fact that he's a successful TV executive.
Yes.
He knows, like we all know, boy, our broadcast looks good, sounds good, or doesn't, right?
Right.
The fact that they keep perpetrating Carlos Beltran on the Yes audience tells you that either they've lost their fastball as executives or they just don't give a rat's ass.
No. Hold on. I got to defend that. They're giving him a year. They're not rid of him in the middle of the season.
They have enough guys there to do games they don't need to.
I get that, but when you sign a contract, you're not just dumping him this early
in the
season.
But the point is, they gave him the year without even thinking if it was going to be good or bad, and it sucks.
Craig, I agree. The hire doesn't look good so far. But
if you don't have him for the Houston series, what's the point of having him at
all? I think they are going to have him for
the
Houston series.
There's no way.
Do you have the answer yet, Luke?
Call him and ask him.
Yeah, we got to get this answer. It's important. Very important.
We get along with them. Great.
Yeah, like the Yes Network.
Didn't they try to get us to do afternoons over there?
I think so. You have the answer yet, Loogie?
They're like, we want a show that gets ratings. Okay. Well, we signed with SNY. Too bad.
I got nothing but love for Yes. They broadcast my basketball team.
Yes.
And they broadcast your baseball team.
Yes, they do. I have a great relationship with Yes.
Do you have the answer yet, Loogie? What's the answer?
I'm getting it for you soon.
Okay, good.
You know, we once had a very public lunch with Yes.
Who did?
Me and Boom.
Oh, did you?
It was so funny to me. It was, we were at MSG. I guess we were either going to re-up with MSG or eventually CBS came, okay? And we went to CBS Sports Network. So, Yes, they asked us to have a lunch. Now, when you have a lunch, the location of the lunch usually gives you an idea of where you are before you even start negotiating. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I can see that.
All right. So, you either want people to know that you're now engaging, or you really want it to be a big secret.
Mm-hmm.
One or the other. Secret.
Mm-hmm.
One or the other for that type of thing. So the Yes executives picked where we were going to have lunch. All right? They decided for us to have lunch at Fresco by Scotto. All right? Which is one of the most public and, how do I put this, like business, like movers and shakers kind of bougie.
Is that near Radio City?
Not too far away. It's like 50-something and 6th, okay? Maybe between 5th and 6th, right?
Maybe I'm wrong.
So we go to the lunch, and it dawns on me, there's a lot of executives in the restaurant. That's where they do business. They put us at a table by, I think, Yes's request, dead center of the restaurant. So there's, I mean, even if I'm not recognizable, my partner sure was.
Sure is, yeah.
Right? So you've got Yes executives, Mean Boomer, fan executives. Why are we there?
Well, what was the point of the publicity, though? Like, what was the end game for the Yes Network? To show that they're interested in Boomer and Carden?
I guess.
Like, I don't know. I get why you guys would want it. Hey.
No. We just went because, all right.
No, I get it.
We were going to go to the highest bidder.
Sure.
At the end of the day, Boomer and I both wanted MSG.
Right.
Because we had a great relationship with them. And, you know, being Nick fans and him a Ranger fan, you know, it just made sense for us, you know, personally, right?
Yeah, no, I get that.
But Yes is like, we're very interested in the show.
Right.
All right. We could very easily meet at their offices. No, sir. Most public restaurant in New York City.
But why do you think they wanted publicity from the meeting with you?
My
guys?
Gut
What's
is,
your theory
here's
on
my
that?
Gut.
Yeah.
My gut is they were never going to make a serious offer, which they actually did, but I was wrong. They wanted to drive the price up for MSG.
I like that.
They wanted
like
Dolan
that.
To spend more money.
That's some gamesmanship right there.
That's what I thought. I can
yes,
be wrong.
Yes, I like it.
Because they ultimately did make an offer.
Okay.
But my thought was, but why would you make this so public?
Right.
It's going to raise the price for you, too,
in
theory.
Do you think we're going to do something like that when our contract runs out with SNY?
When's our contract run out
I
next year?
I have no
right?
idea.
We have a year to go.
We can have like a
but
public lunch.
They might have an option on us.
Oh, really? So I guess after that. After the team option.
After the team option. Peace out.
Who would we have a public lunch with? Have any ideas?
You'd see me in Dolan's box at a guard event.
I'm not allowed in that box, by the way.
No, you're
That's
not.
That's a private meeting.
I'll take care of the deal for us. Don't you worry.
Okay.
Yes. Evan is in. Yes. I'm going to make part of the deal. Evan has to sit next to Dolan at 2 Knick games a year.
I would. I'm just not going to root for the Knicks. That's totally fine.
That would be great.
Yeah, I would. I have no problem with that.
Knicks,
I love
Sixers.
Done.
Who are you rooting for?
Oh, God.
Yeah. Oh. Opening night at the Garden, Knicks Sixers. And you have to sit next to JD.
That's a tough one, man.
Yeah.
That's it.
Camera comes over.
There are some
Knicks
tough
up 8 fourth quarter. Jumbotron. We want to welcome to the MSG family, Carton and Roberts, Evan Roberts.
I'd shake my head in disgust. That's a bad. Sixers, Knicks is like.
That'd be great. We're on SNY right now. We're kind of happy. It's all good. Yeah. Thank you to Grubhub for making that possible.
Sixers.
Matter of fact, next Next Wednesday, we will not be on the air because it's a Yankee Day game. We will be at the Met game next Wednesday.
Yeah.
With SNY.
Yes.
Oh, baby.
The SNY Sweet Game. Mets Astros.
Mets Astros will be there.
That's right.
I've not gotten a ticket yet. But
no, I have not either.
I assume they're working on that.
I know you're curious about this. If the days fall right, you know who may pitch for the Astros that day? Justin Verlander.
Oh, is that right?
It's possible. I think Justin's pitching Friday against the Yankees, so Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. If they kept him on his day, he'd pitch Wednesday.
Yeah.
But they have an off day Monday, so they may push him a day.
Is that, are we bringing families to that, or is that a work, that's a work thing, right?
I'm bringing my dad.
You're bringing your dad?
Damn right.
Oh.
He's very
then
excited.
Then I guess I'll bring my son.
All Which right. son are you bringing? You've got three
well,
of them.
Well, Lucky doesn't give a rat's ass, and he's got football practice.
So if you've got to pick between Anthony and Sonny, ooh, this is tough. Anthony and Sonny.
Nah, Anthony, I can't do it.
Why not?
He doesn't like baseball that much. He likes going places, but he's not a baseball.
Well, okay, hold on, time out.
Yeah.
You don't like baseball.
Yeah.
But
no,
you're
who
in
said
the
that?
You know, you've said it 100 times. No. It's boring, it's this and that. But you know what the Cartons really do like?
Basketball.
A sweet.
Yeah, we do like sweets. Yes, I'm raising bougie kids, no doubt about it.
And I remember the last time we went to the SNY Suite, didn't you demand Shake Shack?
Yes, I did, and I will again.
And they came through.
If there's no Shake Shack, I'm not going. It's simple. It's like playing softball.
What do you mean you're not going?
I lead off, I play short, or peace out.
It's called the Gary Templeton. If I'm not a start, I'm not the part. Yeah. You know that story.
If there's no Shake Shack, I'm not going. But they know that already.
Wow.
Yes.
And then, wait a second. I'm curious. If you don't go,
yeah.
do you come and do a show after the Yankee game?
No, we're off that day.
Yeah, but we're off because we're going to the SNY suite.
Well, I'll go to Chris Christie's suite. He'll have Shake Shack there. I'm good. I'll be at the game Wednesday.
Your loyalty is going to be tested on Wednesday because we're all going to be in the SNY suite having a nice time.
Yeah.
And at some point, you're going to get a phone call. I know it's going to happen. And you're going to pick it up, and it's going to be the governor. And he's going to say, hey, I'm with Mr. Cohen.
Yes.
Do you want to join us?
Yes, I do.
And Craig's going to make a decision. Does he ditch his co-host? Does he ditch the producer and the executive, whatever he is?
Yeah.
Do you ditch everybody just to hang out with your powerful friends? Or do you insist, hey, no. I'm staying with my guys. What do you do?
Well, here's what I do. I say to Chris and Steve Cohen, why don't you guys come to me?
And then when they say no,
I say, I'm on my way. Coming right up. Give me a couple minutes. I'll be right there.
See ya.
Yeah, on my way up. Yeah, that's all.
Need me to pick up anything on my way?
What was that?
Oh, that's what you would say.
No, don't do that.
I don't think he would say that.
They would.
Nah, there's no reason for that.
They'd get it.
Strike one. Here's Mario in Long Branch, New Jersey. Mario, what's good?
Hey, fellas.
Hey, kiddo, what's
up? How's it going over there, man?
Huh?
I'm just talking about some chicken shawarma.
Shawarma. We all love the shawarma.
Shawarma. Have you had shawarma?
Yes, many times. It's a gyro.
It's Israeli street food.
Yeah, it's like a gyro.
Yeah, on a pita. Delicious.
Yeah, delicious. Healthy. Love it. Love it.
Chicken thighs. Chicken thighs on that rotisserie, and they shave it off. And
oh, yeah. Can't get enough.
It is luscious.
Yeah, my favorite place in the city is Mamoon's on McDougal Street. Yeah. It's the best shawarma place in New York.
Is that right?
I mean,
okay.
Unless you have a place, but my favorite place is Mamoon's.
Well, we got a place here on Brighton. They have a Mediterranean little restaurant in Long Branch.
Yeah,
right
but I'm
near
not
the
going
ocean.
Down to exit 105 on the Garden State Parkway to have chicken thighs.
It's pretty good.
Dude, I'm 5 blocks away from the best chicken shawarma place in all of New York.
So that's what shawarma is? It's a kind of chicken?
Well, it's lamb.
Oh, it's
or
lamb?
Chicken. Huh. Yeah. But you've been to a gyro place.
Yeah, yeah. I love gyro.
So it's like the metal.
Just don't know what it is.
Like
I just eat it.
The cone-shaped meat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they slice it off. Bugs are flying all over it.
That sounds appealing.
You wonder how the hell they got the meat on the thing, right?
Yeah.
And then they put that white sauce on it. You don't know what it is, but you love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what shawarma is.
Craig,
yeah.
We have a problem.
What's the problem?
Are you sitting down?
I am.
Should I tell him, Big Mac?
What?
I think we have to.
What's this?
I don't like giving Craig bad news.
Okay. I'll gladly.
You
do
want to give him the bad news? Well, first, let me just
gladly.
Say, yeah.
No, gladly.
It's related to the New York Yankees starting lineup. And all I'll say is this.
Hicks and Gallo are in the lineup together?
Yes.
Okay,
and I would say Aaron Judge isn't playing, but that's not the lead story. That's not the thing. Today's Yankee lineup is brought to you by Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop of the New York Yankees. For the first time this season.
No, he's not playing shortstop.
For the first time this season.
They have to ruin it.
Gleyber Torres starting shortstop.
Nah, it's unacceptable.
It's happening.
The guy's having a great year.
Yes, he is.
He's in a rhythm at the plate.
Yes, he is.
He doesn't have this cloud over him.
Yes, he
is. The pressure of playing shortstop or making a bad throw. Leave him alone.
It ends tonight.
Well, I'm going to send Boone a note
right
now.
After playing five innings off the bench earlier this season.
Please.
But not starting any game at shortstop.
Yeah.
Aaron Boone's made a decision. And it's based on a few things. Number one, Isaiah Conor-Falefa is still hurt. He's missed a couple of games in a row. Boone seemed sort of confident he'd play today. Well, he's not playing today. Marwin Gonzalez is playing the outfield.
Okay.
So when you do that combination, who else is going to play shortstop?
If they want to make sure they sit Judge and D.H. Stanton, this is what they had to do.
This is what you have to do. And
you accept this? I don't.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Now we're getting,
really,
cute.
No.
Come on.
Now at 50 and 17, now we're getting cute, and I don't like it.
Oh, stop.
Gleyber Torres
should
play second base.
It's one day.
He's not the shortstop.
He's going to go into a tailspin now.
He doesn't have to carry the weight of being a team shortstop.
Craig, they're asking him for one day because of the combo of IKF being banged up.
Put Donaldson there.
He's not a shortstop.
He'll figure it out.
No, he won't.
Oh, stop. And he's played a good second base. He's got the idea of the...
Why? Listen, he's my everyday second baseman.
He is.
Leave him there.
It's one day.
It's one day.
But
you want to make sure Aaron Judge is rested for his big series against the Astros coming up, which is a four-game series.
Let me ask you a question.
What?
If your kid was afraid of clowns.
Yes.
All right.
I throw him right in there with the clowns.
And you went 3 months, no clowns, your kid's good.
Yep.
Would you say, listen, you're going to be babysat by a clown tonight.
I don't know if I'd say
but
babysit.
But it's only one night. So you'll be fine.
Yeah, I'd reintroduce him to the clowns.
No, you wouldn't.
If it was good for the team and good for the family,
absolutely. It's not good for the team. It's not good for the family. It's not good for Gleyber. This is where things change today.
It's
right here tonight.
It's a poor analogy.
No, it's not a poor analogy.
It is a poor analogy.
This is stupid.
No, it's not.
This is ego. This is
ego.
We're 50 and 17. I know better than all of you.
It's because IKF is hurt and they want to sit Aaron Judge because they're playing on carpet. They've played on carpet for how many days in a row?
Yeah.
And so that's what they're doing. And it's one game. And you know what? Gleyber's going three for five tonight.
By the way,
you're going to eat your freaking words.
0-4, three strikeouts.
No, if Kiner Falefa got hurt and was going to be gone for a month, and they said, during that month, Gleyber Torres is our starting shortstop. I would agree with you. I don't like that plan. But for a day here or there, it's no big deal.
Why mess with it?
Messing with it?
You have baseball players in the dugout. Find one. Pick one. That's all you
They're
gotta
not
do.
Shortstops.
If
Gleyber
it's only
Torres.
One game.
But you're not asking.
And by the way, you saw Gleyber kind of tweak his leg last night.
Yes.
On the wild throw.
But he's okay.
Into the outfield.
Boone said he's okay.
You know what? That's a good point. That's a good point.
Asinine.
I'm encouraged now that he's playing shortstop. Because obviously he's got to be feeling okay. Otherwise, they wouldn't put him at the more ranging position.
I hate to tell
Thank you
this.
For reminding me
Great.
That.
I'm
Not
right.
only is he playing shortstop, but the oblique is just fine. Thank
Look,
you.
Gleyber Torres is on
this
fire.
Is so
Gleyber
dumb.
Torres is having a tremendous season. He's on pace to 30 home runs.
But why ruin
because
that?
Because it's not going to ruin it. Because he's not the everyday shortstop. I think part of the theory on what brought him down in 20 and 21 is that that was his position. If he has a horrible day today and commits two errors, who cares? He's your second baseman tomorrow. It's just not a big deal.
You mess with the guy's head. It's stupid.
Oh, stop. You think Gleyber's that mentally soft?
I do.
Well, I disagree.
Yes, I do. Shortstop is his bugaboo.
Oh, come on.
Yes. Shortstop is the boogeyman to him.
The boogeyman.
And we're putting him in a place where he's just not comfortable.
It's one game, dude. Assuming
so it's just one game, find somebody else.
But, someone who's never
they have
played
been
shortstop.
Finding Gonzalez has been playing shortstop. They need it for one day to get everyone the rest they want to give
them. What are we doing? We're getting out. We're getting cocky now. And we're going to foobar Gleyber.
So
you
your
watch.
Prediction right now is that Gleyber is
Tailspin.
About to go through a terrible slump.
Yep.
Are the Yankees about to start losing games?
I don't know.
Well, you're a big prediction maker. I'm just curious. Is this the moment where the Yankees hit Earth because of Aaron Boone's sheer arrogance of playing Gleyber Torres, dare I say, at shortstop?
That's going to be a tough night.
Okay.
Tough night.
Okay.
And it's going to be an I told you so night.
But, Craig, you got to remember.
Tonight's an I told you so game.
Look who's on the mound tonight.
Nasty Nestor.
Nestor.
Yeah.
Nestor.
Great. They're going to need him, too.
Nestor. Nestor!
He's waiting for you to play something.
Yeah, he is fun to watch.
Yeah.
He is fun to watch. Had you put it in my machine, I could have played it immediately.
Why isn't it in your machine?
Because, you know.
Oh, stop.
They're so busy when they get here.
Yeah, I know. I put about 35 things in the machine. We went through
it. A year ago.
Yeah.
And, a year ago.
And you played them for the first time 2 days ago. They were in there for a year. You don't play them. You ask me to put new things in, you don't play them.
I play them all the time.
You don't. You go back to the good old standards of back in the day when everything was great, and you go and you play your morning, you know.
Whoa.
Hey, I have a question.
Wow, yeah. He's taking shots.
That's true.
I stopped listening. I have a question.
I noticed that. That's why I kind of faded off. He wasn't even looking at me. He picked up the remote. He's changing the channels.
How come we're not on SNY?
Technical difficulties.
Stand by.
I didn't want to interrupt the show and tell you they're having technical difficulties. They're going to let me know when they can get on.
We're having technical difficulties.
But they don't even have anything on the screen saying we're currently experiencing technical difficulties. We'll return to Cardin Roberts momentarily. There's no acknowledgement of that.
Yeah, I think it kind of caught them off guard because I was talking to them. Everything seemed fine. And then, like, right before we would come on.
I think it was right as you were saying, we're going to hang out in Dolan's box.
Yeah, maybe it was the public lunch yes story that kind of just ended.
I mean, that story's from 7 years ago. And it was a different show. If they're sensitive to that, sorry. I mean, have a sense of humor. Let's laugh at ourselves a little bit, right?
I'm sure.
You know what I mean?
Why did it take you so long to realize we weren't on TV? I thought you liked checking yourself out all the time.
Because I saw us in that monitor, but I didn't have the TV on SNY. So we were on the monitor, which is what we get to see in the studio, so I know we're on the air.
Right.
And then I went on to SNY, and Jarrell is deciding whether or not to date the girl he's being introduced to at Citi Field. Is it true love? Gosh, I don't know.
Is that a better choice than the Johan no-hitter?
Hold on. Jarrell's hugging her. Oh. And let's see if she likes him or not.
They should put on Oh Yeah
season 3.
She's
very pretty, too. He's a handsome man. This could be a New York Met love connection. Unlikely, though. He's wearing a Hawaiian shirt. Come on, buddy.
I like that concept,
though.
Like,
you're going to meet a new girl and you're wearing a Hawaiian shirt.
That's a great dating concept, though. Like, meeting at a ballpark and having
a date
at the ballpark.
She's got a girlfriend there, and he's got a guy friend there. So it's like they're wingmen and
they're
women,
winging, yes.
And they're like matchmakers.
I like the concept of that show. I've never watched it. So no. I don't know if it's any good, but I like the concept of that. That's creative. You approve of that or not?
Like fans of a team meeting?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure there's a dating site
on a sports network like that. That's a creative kind of show.
Yeah, I'm surprised I came up with it. Yeah, Jarrell's nervous. She is cute, though. Very pretty girl.
We could put our boy on that show.
By the way, Jarrell's handsome, too.
You know who we could put on that show?
Vincent Von Vincent?
Yes. Die Hard Met fan.
Yeah.
Why can't he do it?
Hairy back.
What's wrong with a hairy back?
Do you have a hairy back?
Slightly.
How are we defining slightly? Full Chewbacca?
The hair kind of grows on my neck.
Yeah, okay.
And then goes down in a line, so it's not a full-fledged hair.
Like a treasure chest hunt?
Do you want me to show you?
No.
I have no issues. I'll show you.
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Are you sure?
100%.
Because I got no problems.
No. Self-confidence.
Proud of my back.
Well, you don't have to be proud.
I was told by my wife, my sexiest body part is my back.
I mean, that's like a backhanded compliment.
Why is that? I got a beautiful back.
It's like,
I prefer not to
look at you while we're making love. Can you turn around so I can just look at your
back?
In
fact, Justin Timberlake's song is about me. Sexy back. It's me. An opinion of that.
Solid 20-year-old reference. Solid. I appreciated it.
Thank you.
I think the girl likes Jarrell's buddy, though.
Oh.
Like a whole, there's like a thing going
on. A little swap going on.
They gave the old friendship hug. She's like, you're out. She said no to Jarrell.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a great name, by the way, Jarrell. Because it's like Superman, you know. Superman's dad, son of Jor-El.
Did you see that coming, that she was going to turn him down?
No, because he's a handsome guy.
Yeah.
And she's an attractive woman. So that would be a good match for me.
Not always about handsomeness. Sometimes it's about how sexy your back is.
Oh, wait a minute. She's like, what are you doing after the game? He just snaked his buddy. I think that's what happened. Anyway, get caught up in these shows. Start rooting.
That's what I was going to start to say. Let's hear this instead of Cardin Roberts.
Feel free. It's all good.
Well, I'm told we will be back after the break. Or we will make our day's
TV
debut.
We haven't been on
yet.
Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
It didn't start on time?
Nope. Correct.
Got it. Okay.
After the break, we'll be back on SMY.
Got it. Okay.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.